Good morning. Oh, good afternoon, Exotic Fit. This is Carrie speaking. I'm good, thank you, Mark. And yourself? Yeah? Has she just started that this morning, or is it been going on? Like it could just be a vocalization, like socialization situation going on there. Are they trying to fight each other at all? Have they settled down now, or? Okay, it could just be a hierarchy thing, just trying to settle out the hierarchy within the flock there. Is she at point of lay? Has she been laying for you? It could be a broody behavior as well that she's doing. It's hard to say what's actually causing it. If they're new birds in the hierarchy, it could just be like vocalization, get away, I'm here, it's my roost type of thing. It could just be a normal behavior for them. I can't tell you over the phone exactly what's going on. If you think she's not doing well and she's a bit fluffed up and depressed, or the vocalization's getting worse, or there's any respiratory issues or anything like that with it, then definitely I'd be recommending getting her checked out. I would make sure, especially if it is a dominance thing within the coop, to have a few feed bowls so there's not competition over the food bowls as well, and allow them a space to separate if need be. As I said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know the whole situation and what they're looking like. But you could try that. Sorry? Okay. Was that mate unwell, or was that mate, was it a trauma, or what happened? Okay, sure. Like, it could be a grief thing as well. Like, I don't know what's going on. If you are concerned, I would recommend getting that one checked out that's vocalizing. But it could be a grief process with them. They definitely do that. Well, just have a look at them. If you are concerned, as I said, we can check them out and make sure, do a health check to make sure there's nothing that's underlying causing it. Or you can just see how they go and then make an appointment in the future if need be. So it could be like a dominant thing as well. Just keep an eye on it, because they can cause wounds and stuff to each other and be quite nasty towards each other as well. So, just keep an eye on that. And, if you do need to bring them in, let us know. Sure. It could be, as I said, a number of different things. I can't really tell you over the phone. Yeah. Certainly. Yeah. Well, just see, and if you do want to make an appointment, we can do that for you. Not a problem. Okay. Thank you. Good luck. Bye.